Hello, everybody. This is my December podcast. I hope everybody is doing well, and this is from my new abode in 143 Morrock Drive in Ancaster, Ontario. Now, there's a lot to update, as I haven't done a podcast for a while. For example, we sold our home in Huntsville, and we moved into a rental here in Ancaster while our house is being built in Lowbanks, Ontario. I'm obviously going to miss the woods in Huntsville, but we have made do in the rental as we've equipped it with a ramp at the front door. I put a ceiling fan and light system into the bedroom that I can operate myself with a remote control when pulling all-nighters, and we have a toucan doorbell system that allows me to see who is bringing in packages. I've also equipped it with an internet-controlled thermostat that allows me to regulate the temperature within the home. Our new house is progressing well, and we have our driveway installed. Initially, it had a 20% grade, which was not wheelchair accessible, but we've cut that down to make it a 12% grade, which is much more manageable. We finally have our permits in place, and they broke ground the other week, so the foundation has started. When it's done, we will be situated right off of Lake Erie in a beautiful 2,600 square foot home. Our dog Fitz is in for training. Before our last trip, he seemed to need some adjustments to our new atmosphere, so we thought it best to take him to a place called Wonder Canine, which seems to have a great reputation, and yet my partner's son thought it was pretty sketchy when he dropped the dog off. Hopefully the outcome will be positive and Fitz will have much better behavior when he gets back. My business is thriving, as I presented at a conference during the summer, and I have testified in two trials which have had favorable outcomes. In addition, I had a peer-reviewed paper put into the American Board of Vocational Experts Journal for Forensic Vocational Analysis, and in turn, cases are flowing as much as ever. Unfortunately, COVID seems to be alive and well, including the Delta variant and the new Omicron variant. In turn, that seems to affect people in more ways than one. For example, there were help wanted signs everywhere and no one seems to want to work. During the one trial in Pittsburgh, we could not get a wheelchair accessible van to take us from the airport to the hotel. So instead, we had to use public transit, which was a harrowing experience. Similarly, half the airport was closed down as the local shops could not get staff to work for them. Luckily, during our travels, Jennifer and I have not contracted COVID-19 as our various tests have been negative. I purchased a new computer, which seems to enhance my productivity. However, who would have thought that a computer in today's day and age would not come equipped with a camera for Zoom calls? Well, that's about it for now. I hope you and yours have a great holiday season, and I look forward to working with you in the new year. Ta-ta for now. Dan Thompson at 143 Morrock Drive in Ancaster, Ontario.